find it interesting, even in debates, they have to make sure that everybody's at least the same level, same height, because if people look on that, it doesn't matter how eloquent a politician is, if that one's shorter than the other one, then it's going to look bad. So, appearance. That's what people do. And sadly, it's the same thing with regard to the gospel. If you look over in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 18, this is what our Lord said concerning John the Baptist. He didn't have any stature as far as what would appeal to men. In fact, he was an enigma. And then they began to complain. And Christ said of him, start back up there in verse 10, "For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before my face, which shall prepare the way before thee." They were looking for Elijah to appear because that's what it says in Malachi. But Christ said, if you would have it, it's John the Baptist who came in the spirit of Elijah. In other words, the spirit of Christ as his forerunner. And he said, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Why did he say that? Well, John the Baptist never saw the fulfillment of what he preached. He preached, "Behold the Lamb of God." But John the Baptist was taken out by God's will even before Christ finished his ministry and went to the cross. Here when it says he that is least in the kingdom, least known compared to John the Baptist, yet is greater than me. Why? Because such as we've seen the fulfillment by God's grace. We've seen exactly come to pass what John the Baptist declared. God rules his world as the supreme magistrate. Here you'll notice in verse 7, two different words used for God. And we've looked at this before, but since it's here, we're coming back to it. Sing unto the Lord. You notice capital L-O-R-D. That's what I appreciate about the translators here. That's the word Jehovah God. And so this is addressed to those that are his people by covenant relationship. This is the name that God told Moses, when you go to the children of Israel and they ask, "Who has sent me?" You tell them, "I am has sent you." I am. Jehovah. That name, capital L-O-R-D, is reserved just for God's chosen people in the world. This isn't just a general command given to everybody. Well, sing to the Lord. Who is it that truly can sing to the Lord? It's those that he has chosen, that he's redeemed, and in whom he has put his spirit that they might know him in truth. See, this is the "let us therefore fear," because we're sitting under the gospel right now. But it doesn't mean that everybody sitting under this gospel has truly entered into that rest. There's some that people come for various reasons. It might be because they like people at Shreveport Grace Church. We're friendly people. So they come and they think, "Okay, I'll be back." Never having really heard, I'm talking about in the heart, the message. It takes the Spirit of God revealing Christ in the heart. But there are many that, again, God, for his sovereign purpose, has left to themselves. They can't blame God. I know some people try to. They say, "Well, then if God isn't going to give me faith, then who can believe?" No, they here squarely puts the blame on them to whom it was first preached. They enter not because of unbelief. God doesn't have to reveal Christ in anybody. And if he leaves people to their own will and nature, they never will believe.